Welcome to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, produced by the Qayyim Institute. In this podcast, we are delivering the commentary of the Noble Quran as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati in his Tafsir An-Nur. Thank you for joining us today as we begin our review of Chapter 61 of the Noble Quran, Surat As-Saff, The Ranks. Today, we will review the introduction to this chapter as well as the first verse. This chapter has 14 verses and is considered as a Madani chapter. That is, it was revealed in the post-migration period. Due to the word Saf, which is mentioned in the fourth verse, this chapter has been named Al-Saf. Most of the focus of this chapter is in regards to the preeminence of the religion of Islam over all other divinely revealed teachings, and the necessity to engage in a sacred struggle, jihad, in the way of God, and supporting the prophets of God. In addition, it is worth noting that this chapter, along with chapter 57, Surat Al-Hadid, and chapter 59, Surat Al-Hashr, begin with the word Sabbaha, meaning declare the glory, while Surah Al-Jummah, chapter 62, and Al-Taghabun, chapter 64, begin with the word Yusabbihu, meaning declares the glory, while Surat Al-Isra, chapter 17, begins with the word Subhan, meaning glory be to. And last but not least, Surat Al-A'la, chapter 87, begins with the command of Sabbihisma Rabbika, meaning glorify the name of your Lord. Commentary of Surat Al-Saff, Part 1, The Universal Glorification, Verse 1.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Whatever there is in the heavens glorifies Allah, and whatever there is in the earth, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Thinking points, fighters like a steel barrier. This chapter, like other chapters of the Quran, begins with the glorification of God, and it is for this reason that it is known as one of the chapters of the Musabbahat, those chapters of the Quran which begin with the glorification of God. In this initial verse, we read that everything in the heavens and the earth glorifies God. And why should they not glorify Him and consider Him as being free from all defects and shortcomings, seeing as how He is the Almighty and the All-Wise? This chapter is known as the chapter of faith, Al-Iman, the chapter of monotheism, Al-Tawheed, and the chapter of cognizance, Al-Ma'rifah, and its focus on the issue of the general glorification of all in existence, which is either through the metaphorical tongue or through their actual verbal declarations. In addition, it is through an amazing system of creation which governs over all of them, and this is the best proof that there exists an almighty and all-wise creator, one who fortifies the foundations of faith in the hearts and who establishes the way to command towards a sacred struggle, jihad. Takeaway messages. Point number one, in the worldview of Islam, all of the creations in existence have a type of intelligence, and they are all engaged in the glorification of God. Point number two, that entity, which is truly worthy of glorification and sanctification, is the one who possesses never-ending power and incomparable wisdom. To stay up to date when we release new content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram under the Qayyim Institute. In addition, be sure you subscribe to our podcast station on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, and many other major providers to receive direct updates when we release new content.